At this time, we'll turn the services over to the holy women of New, the queens of the house of Yahweh.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can be seated. Okay, the last time the overseer spoke, he brought out everything that's going on in this great kingdom, and that the greatest kingdom in the universe is changing hands. Now, today we're going to have several speakers who are going to be expounding on what he spoke on the last time through the gematria and through the Strong's numbers. And we want you to stay tuned until the very end, because at the end, you will hear from the greatest speaker, the greatest teacher in the world, and he is going to continue to guide you in everything that you need to know of what's going on in these last days. Now I'm going to take my veil down. Now, when he spoke the last time, and they showed the sanctuary, and there was nobody in the seats, it brought to mind when he said that even if there was not one single person sitting in these chairs, he would still stand up there and bring forth Yahweh's laws. And you can find this, if I can have my first slide, please. You can find this in The Lying and Betrayal in the House of Yahweh, number 4, verse 111. And it says, as I've said over and over, I will keep preaching the truth, even if I have to stand here and preach to the walls. If none of you showed up, I would still be in here preaching to those doors. I'll guarantee you that, Yahweh willing. And last time he spoke, you actually saw that he stood up on the stage and he actually preached to the very doors. And he stood firm on what he said. Now, I did a gematria on that, and I'm just going to show you the numbers. This is something you can look up for yourself, because I did not get an opportunity to look this up. And the numbers are 16256, 12564, and 2094. Now, Yahweh willing, we'll be able to bring more on that in the future. But what I wanted to continue on with, if I could have my next slide, please, is I was speaking on the greatest kingdom in the universe is changing hands. And if you see, there are three numbers on your screen, and I'm going to just be bringing you some information briefly on this. And one of the ones is the number, it relates to Matithiah 24:7, which talks about famines, pestilence, destitute. And if I could show the scripture of Matithiah 24:7, and it says, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And isn't that what's taking place right now? Nation is rising against nation. They're accusing each other of all these things that are taking place. This person's doing this. This leader's doing this. This leader's not doing this. I did this. I did this. No, they did this. They did that. Nation against nation. And there will be famines. What's it like when you go into the store? The shelves are empty. You can't even go into the stores in some places. You can't even leave your houses in some places because of the governmental lockdowns. Famines, pestilences. All of this is taking place because of a virus that man has no way of stopping it, because man created it. So Yahweh's micro kingdoms cannot protect man from his creation, man's creations, not Yahweh's creations. Yahweh has everything perfect. Yahweh's creation actually helps to protect mankind. But because of our sins, because of what the overseer has brought out, sin upon sin, layer upon layer, year upon year, rejecting Yahweh's laws, we have created a virus that we cannot stop. The only thing that can stop it is if everybody would turn to Yahweh's laws and listen to what the overseer is saying. If I could have my next slide, please. Is that my last slide? Okay. Now, as we continue on, the other numbers that was going on, if we could go back to the numbers, the three numbers from the thing. What it is the numbers are 2186. And 2186 in the Greek. Now, this is going to be a continuation of what's going on, because this is also what's going on in prophecy at this time. It comes from 1909. And 2476. Now, 1909, as you have heard me bring out time and time again, actually goes back to the temple prophecy, where the overseer showed in the temple brochure the overlaying, the superimposition of the third temple on the temple mount and being able to not come into contact with the mosque that's sitting there. That is going to be taking place in this time period too, because as you know, over there in Israel, Jerusalem is now the capital of Israel. The embassy has been moved to Jerusalem, which started the last 3.5 years when Trump did not sign the waiver for the temple, the embassy, the Jerusalem embassy law. That law is in effect now. It can never be taken back. And that started the last 3.5 years. Now, you need to listen to the rest of the speakers that are going to be bringing this information out. We are going to continue on bringing this information to introduce the great speakers in the House, the Kohans, and the overseer. We're also going to be listening to the overseer, and he is definitely going to be bringing us everything that we need in order to stand strong, stand firm, and in unity, not only with Yahweh, but with the overseer. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker. Let me find my bell. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So, all of man's future was foretold. If you remember from Pastor's portion last Sabbath, he said that the nations are getting ready for war, and the one guiding them to war is shown in Revelation 17, that great whore that sits on seven hills of Rome. He said the prophecies concerning them is shown, where they are located, who they are, what they have been doing in history, how this first plague of the seven developed, and what it will do. He said all these things are shown in history, in prophecy, sorry. Do you believe this? You are a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. For your notes, Luke 24:25. Now, when Pastor gave the answer to the question, give us the cure for COVID-19, he said, prophecy says time 5 moons. He said, check me out. Check Yahweh out. He's right all every time. So I put exactly that in the ametria. Check me out. Check Yahweh out. He's right every time. And those are the numbers that came up. 476 in Hebrew, it means Yahweh of hearing. 2856 in Hebrew, it means to close up. Not that, close up. Especially to seal. Make an end. Make, seal up, stop. And that reminded me of Daniel 12, verse 4 and 9, which says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal. Remember that word, seal? Seal the book to the time of the end. And also verse 9, but he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up. Remember that word too, closed up and sealed until the time of the end. So what is this time of the end? It is when these seals that were sealed will be unsealed, will be revealed. And we know very well, and it's a really in-depth topic to explain with scriptures, that it is the overseer who reveals these seals in these last days. For the last number, 3756 in Hebrew, it means a gardener. And it's from 3754 in Hebrew, which means a garden or vineyard. And we know that in these last days, Yahweh has a garden going. And in this garden, there's definitely a gardener. Gardeners, there's workers. It is Yahweh's vineyard. So, in the ametria, if you see Yahweh's garden, you see that 828, which we know is overseer's date of birth in the 8th Roman month of the 28th of the 8th Roman month. Yahweh's gardener, we see that 966, and we've been seeing that number so many times. Yahweh's worker, we see 1074, which is overseer's tag number. And Yahweh's vineyard, we see that 1122, which is the word ben. And it comes from 1121, which means a son. a builder of a family name from 1129, which also means to build up a family. And we know that and it also means to obtain children, make, repair, set up. And we know we are the repairers of the bridge. And pastor, we are all pastor's children. Yahweh's last day's anointed witness, Yisrael Abel Hawkins, is the one who is building us up in Yahweh, in righteousness, establishing up in Yahweh's way that we can be used by Yahweh. And if we don't believe Yahweh, then you see those numbers that I had earlier? If you see those numbers, if you add them up, you'll get 7088. 7088. And it means to cut off. That is what will occur to you if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. You'll be cut off from the very source of life. Now remember, all of man's future was foretold. See that? 322. That's what our overseer told us. And also, you are a fool if you don't believe. See that? 322. That's what the overseer told us. So I encourage you to believe into the one sent. Remember, he's the watchman. He's the one who sounds the shofar to warn us when he sees danger. And with this, I'll turn to the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. So did you see those, all of man's future was foretold, and you're a fool if you don't believe the half pastor's tag number? Sorry about that. That was amazing. So going along with that, pastor's tag number 1074. We know that we've heard a lot about this for the past like 4 years now and what it means. But just as a reminder, let's go over what those numbers actually mean in the Strong's. Because Yahweh has gone to extremes to show that this number and the other tag numbers, what they mean, how they apply to his last day's work, and who his last day's witness is. And remember that it was all prophesied in advance. That's the important part. The number 1074 in Hebrew is from 1069, and it means firstborns or first fruit. And there's many sermons that pastor has gone into talking about how we're the first fruit, and also it applies to Yahshua as well. In the Greek, it means generation or an age, a time period. And this is the same word that's used in Matthew 24:33-34, where it says that generation will not pass away. So let's read that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 33-34 on page 753. Yahshua is doing the speaking here. He says, in the same way, when you see all these things, know that his coming and the end of the age is near at the very door. And I want you to watch for the word will, okay? Verse 34, truly I say to you, that generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Will means it's going to come to pass. Will not means it's not going to come to pass. So that word will is like an assurance. It means for sure. This generation and the things that are coming to pass is what we see coming to pass in these last days. It was all prophesied in advance, and that Yahweh said his two witnesses were going to be trained for this job to foretell these things that are coming to pass right now. Amoshia 3 verse 7. Okay. Well, actually, Matthew 24:33-34. If you notice that number 34, the last generation started in the year 1934. So that's amazing. In Amoshia 3 verse 7 on page 696, we have the scripture that talks about Yahweh will have no other work unless it was prophesied in advance by his servants, the prophets. And we know that this prophesying in advance started all the way from Genesis all the way clear through Revelations. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, we can go there. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, actually verse 1 through 3, it shows that Yahweh did this in a really amazing way. He didn't just, the extremes he went to is really amazing, okay? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Yahweh, who at various times in a different ways spoke in times past to our fathers through the prophets, through his prophets. He inspired different men to write things at different times, and it all add up to one generation, okay? They all remember scripture upon scripture, line upon line, here a little and there a little. verse 2 has in these last days, and this is what our great overseer is talking about on the night of Yahshua's memorial, these last days, or until these last days, has spoken to us through his son, Yahshua, and we know that he's doing that because he sent his messenger, Israel Hawkins. Verse 3, notice the part where he says, he upholds Yahweh's plan and all things that were spoken through the law and through the prophets. So we see there that Yahshua and our great high priest Yahshua and our great last days witness, they all uphold all things that were spoken in advance through Yahweh's prophets. Okay, this preaching and publishing that Yahweh prophesied his two witnesses would do in Isaiah 44, 1 through 8, verse 7, he says, who as I can foretell and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people, the things that are coming and will come, let them, the two witnesses that he spoke of in the previous verses, foretell them. In Revelation 11, 1 through 4, we see again that he said in verse 3, they will foretell events. Let's read that in Revelation 11, 1 through 3. 1 through 4, we're going to read verse 3. On page 977. And I will give to my two witnesses, these are the same two witnesses spoken of in Isaiah, Zechariah, and all those other scriptures, to perform their prophetic offices, and they will foretell events about the 3.5 years, those cast about with darkness. Notice that's the time period that we're in right now. That started in 1962. Remember the two witnesses at a radio question and answer show? They started foretelling those events, and also our great overseer back in the 70s wrote The Mark of the Beast, Volume 1 and 2, foretelling these events. His mother was taken to a place to be nourished and nourished to witnesses to foretell about these events. Remember all those things. So let's go to our Yemetra. We have the first Yemetra, when is the last days? And we see there the number 1074, pastor's tag number, that generation of his last days witness. And can we get the second one, please? We have when the seventh Malak, the seventh trumpeter, last day's witness, Yahshua's messenger, the chosen branch speaks. And there again, we see pastor's tag number. And with this, we'll go into the, Yahweh willing, the next time, we'll go into that other number, 7473. But I would like to turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat Shalom. These are some really exciting times. We're on the first day of feast and we're making history, like with everything that's going on in these days. It's really exciting because, you know, no other generation, we get to see these things as they come to pass and to be a part of Yahweh's house and just to know the prophecies and knowing that when we do what Yahweh's expecting us to do, which is follow the every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh, he will provide the protection for us. So hopping right in, I'm going to go along with the rest of the speakers. And I on Yeshua's memorial, overseer said, Yahweh's house is the only ones who can foretell the future. And this is because of the last day's witness. He was given that commission. He was appointed that prophetic office to foretell the future events. So going along with my last Yemetria, if you remember, it was who appeared in the flames of a burning bush, which was 2088. And these are the man on this side and the man on that side. And we established that those are the two witnesses in the last days. Now, for the next Yemetria I have, I put in he appeared in flames of a burning bush. And I want you to write these numbers down. The three numbers are, if we can show the slide, 1165, 1890, and 315. But the only two that I'm going to focus on are the 1165 and the 315. And I just want to bring to remembrance that 315 was the day that was granted the surnaming of Yisrael to overseer Yisrael Hawkins. Now, the 1165 means to kindle, consume. And this brings back to mind because we know that the fire, the laws of Yahweh, and the laws and the prophecies are like a two-edged sword proceeding out of the mouth of the two witnesses, or of the only spokesman, I should say, proceeds out of the mouth of the only spokesman. And if you remember, only spokesman in the Yemetria is 1074. So 315 in the Hebrew means after his brother. Now get this. Both the numbers that go to 315 means remnant. One of them means remnant, which is us in these last days, and 251, which means brother. Now, 1165 in the Greek, it goes to another number, which is 1166. And get this, the synonym is 322. And we all know that 322 is a tag number on Overseer's van, which is also meaning the West. Now, 322 in the Strong's means to appoint, to show, because Overseer is one appointed in the last days to show these things that are coming to pass upon us right now, the plagues that are coming and the ones that are the following ones that will be worse than this first plague. So going back to the 315, I would like to show our slide for Exodus 315, because Overseer is also the one chosen by Yahweh to let everyone know that Yahweh is not a God and there is no other God. There is none beside Yahweh. So if we show this slide, if you notice, and it says at the very beginning, because Hebrew reads from left to right, right to left, sorry, and said, moreover, that word is supposed to be mighty, because in the book of Yahweh, it is actually mighty, to Moshe, thus saith you shall say to the sons of Israel, if you notice that word actually is spelled Y-I-S, Yisrael, Yahweh, mighty one of your fathers, the mighty one of Abraham, the mighty one of Isaac, and the mighty one of Jacob has sent me to you. Now, I underline has sent me to you because at 315 is pointing out that Yahweh is the one that sent Overseer Yisrael Hawkins in these last days. And going over to Isaiah 45:4-5, Yisrael, my chosen, I surname you Yisrael, though you did not recognize that it was me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. In parentheses, I put 1074 because there is no other, and the Yahmatria is 1074, which is Overseer's other car tag, apart from me, and there is no God Elohim. I will strengthen you with this knowledge that you did not recognize that it was me. And this reminds me because, you know, all the churches out there, they're worshiping gods, and there is nothing more evil on the face of the earth than the church you go to. And just know that Yahweh is not a god. This is the place where we attain what we eat from the tree of life and learn the things that we need we learn how to walk in a way of living, because Yahweh is the father of the living and not of death. And if with this, and I'll turn it over to the next teacher.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Let me just take this down. It's great to be in the great house of Yahweh. We're the ones who keep the faith, and that's the first Yahmatria I want to show you. Who keeps the faith? It shows you right there, 1074 keeps the faith. We, that's pastors, overseer, and anyone that's supporting him and in one accord with him in that vehicle, we keep the faith. And the faith isn't just a strong belief in something. It's a strong belief in a system that Yahweh says that there will be a system where you have a kingdom of priests who will rule as Yahweh rules, keeping the 613 laws. That's the faith. So also on Yeshua's memorial, the overseer kept stressing the word until. So I wanted to look that up and see, according to the Yahmatria, until this time. And if we see that next Yahmatria, you'll see that until this time is also 1074, the overseer's tag number, showing us it's this last generation, is this time. And we know in Genesis 49, verse 10, it says, until he comes to whom tribute belongs, and the obedience of the nations are his, until Yeshua comes. And who's going to bring the nations in obedience to Yeshua? It's that 1074. We, the house of Yahweh, are bringing the obedience to Yeshua Messiah, our great high priest. Now, the start time of Yeshua's memorial out in the women's parking lot, I looked at my clock and it said 7:04. So I looked up that time and it says a lamb as a male. From 142, a man, a male. From, in the Greek, it's from 7:52:07, a son of man, the son of Yahweh, a beloved son. So we're talking about Yeshua. Right on Yeshua's memorial, that's when the date times, this time started. And in the Greek, it also means goes to 142, it means to take up, to raise the voice. And we know that in Revelation 10:7, that's when the seventh Malach sounds, that's the great overseer, the last day's anointed witness. To expiate sin, Yahweh raises up so that the branch can be fruitful. And don't just see the connectedness, just as in Zechariah 6 verse 12, where it says that Yeshua is beholding this man, the branch, who is building the house in these last days. It means also to forgive, to accept, to pardon, and to spare. And that's what this Passover is all about, is the sparing. And it also goes in the Hebrew 2 with the number 7650, to be complete, to seven oneself, or to take an oath. Now let's go to this next subject. Who is strict in keeping the law? Now we have a gematria on this, showing that who is strict in keeping the law. And you see that 322? That's Pastor's other tag number. Yahweh is so connected to this man. And why? Because Yahweh ordained him for this last day's work. Of course he's going to guide them. Of course he's going to bring this about through this man. In the Hebrew, that 2658 that goes along with that means to search out. And that's where we see in Isaiah 34:16, to search out the book of Yahweh, to read it, to come to know it, to understand it. And when the overseer teaches it, you take it as your own, because you know what? When you come to the house of Yahweh, you belong to Yahweh. So in the Greek, 2658 means to come, to arrive, literally of location, to attain unity of the faith. And we just saw what the faith was. So you're going to arrive here, as Deuteronomy 12:5 says, to seek the place, and there you are to come three times a year to make sure you're ready to come to this place at Yahweh's time, ordained time. And it goes to 2596, which means with which is joined, where you're joining to Yahweh, because Yahweh and Yeshua are here among us. And it's stressing being in the place where another should be. And then it says total replacement. You don't want to be replaced by somebody else if you don't come and do the laws, to strictly keep the laws of Yahweh. So always get yourself ready. Make it first in priority to seek the kingdom of Yahweh and let everything else go. And it comes from Hebrew 49:12 there. When you add those numbers all up together, it means superiority in mental action, which is amazing, because once you learn the laws of Yahweh, you have that mental power. To rule, to reign, power, ruled by his power, ruling you will rule as Yahweh. In the Greek, 49:12 means to hold together, to hold fast. It goes to 48:62. Union with or together, by association, a resemblance, a completeness. Now, when you do keep the laws of Yahweh, when you are converted and let the laws convert you, let the overseer, the great overseer Israel Hawkins, bring you up in the laws of Yahweh, you have that resemblance of Yahweh. And there is nothing in this world that is more important than to become like Yahweh. It means a possession, the ability to begin to amend your ways, and to be able to teach others to amend their ways. This word stresses that one has the means to accomplish this task. Now let's look at the next gematria, and you'll see Israel's task is 1074. It's this generation. This is his task, to bring us to make amends and to become perfect, to be complete. That 1291 means to set oneself apart, to give commandment, to set fast. It goes to 4724 in the Greek, to abstain from association with. Now, this is talking about the world. To abstain from association with, to avoid, to withdraw oneself, of withdrawing a person. We need to do this. Set yourself apart. Come out of this world. And the Greek 2476, which it goes to, means to stand, to establish, to abide, appoint, to appoint. It says, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. And we know that man that he has ordained is Yahweh's last day's anointed witness. Now, I just want to show you this next Yematria. It's what I hopefully will speak to you next time. It says, we need to listen to Yahweh and then do what he says, for he's foretelling our future. And look at that Yematria. It has 828. That's the overseer, and that he is the one written in Isaiah 44:7 and Revelation 11:3 that will foretell these things. And at this time, I will turn it over to our next great teacher.
Shalom, everyone, wherever you are. Yahweh's peace be with each and every one of you. The title of my speech today is Listen to the Sound of the Last Trumpeter. Now, those of the children of Yisrael who came out of Egypt to come to this feast, they went through a lot to get here, didn't they? You can just honk your horns out there if you went through a lot to get here to this feast. Hopefully you can hear all that honking. Now, the chariots were chasing you, but you did not get swallowed up by the sea. You made it to the house of Yahweh. You fled Egypt. We didn't even need to see and go over what our forefathers went through in times past, because we actually lived it this time, didn't we? We really had to make some changes, but we were determined not to sin, because we know in Deuteronomy 12, verse 5, that it says to seek the place, and it says there you must go. And here we are. Yes, we're doing things a little bit different, but we know that we must sin never again. We made a covenant with Yahweh. We made an agreement with him. We said, Yahweh, if you are our Father, we will always keep your law, no matter what. Some of us were held against our will. And if you listen to the priests, Yahweh is making a special way for you. And that is so wonderful. That is Yasam. But if we chose not to try to keep our connection with Yahweh, yes, we are guilty and we have sinned. We actually had the opportunity, and we had to go and petition for this, because we did everything in accordance with all the instructions we were given by the state. And we kept the most beautiful Yahshua's memorial that we have ever kept in the house of Yahweh. It was so awesome. The moonlight, the birds, no mosquitoes. It was amazing. And the warnings went out early from Abel. And in order to qualify, we have to heed the warnings that go out. And we have to rejoice. This is a feast of rejoicing. I heard it said, well, why should I go if I can't really go in the sanctuary? There you must go. There you must go. You make the attempt. You strive to do your best to keep Yahweh's law, and you will be blessed. In Exodus 20:20, it says, Moshe said to the people, Exodus 20, verse 20, Moshe said to the people, do not fear. Do not fear, for Yahweh has come to test and prove you, to see if you're going to get into the sea. And when he makes that way and the land is dry, you're going to walk across that sea, right? Don't fear. Yahweh's with you. And it says, so that the reverence, he has to test us and prove us, so that the reverence of Yahweh will be with us and we do not commit sin. Now, we all know 1 Yochanan 3:4 that sin is the transgressing of Yahweh's laws. And Yahweh's laws are three times a year you shall do what? Right? Keep a feast to Yahweh. Now, I put in the Yametria, I put two phrases in, and this was so Yasam. I put two phrases in, and I put them in separately. If it were me, I'd get to the house, because Pastor said that. If it were me, I'd get to the house. And I put in also, heed the warning from the house. They shared two of the same numbers. It was 294 and 1764. And 294 means in the Greek, to enrobe, to clothe. And Yahweh clothes us with his protection. Remember, under the shadow of your wings shall we trust. Psalm. Well, there's no one in here to say it, but I know you all know it. 91, right? and that number 1764. From 1721 to 22 and Greek 2476, but it really means to place on hand. That is, be instant. When the warning goes out, you be instant to obey. Quick to obey. We teach that to our children. Come, be at hand, present. You have to be present. You have to be here, okay? Now, from the seventh book of Israel, part 2, chapter 18, verse 7, I'm going to read. Is it up there? Okay, great. Now we're going into a very bad time in the world, and you can see this taking place step by step. This was just pulled up about martial law, and I would say I would stay well tuned with the house of Yahweh, because certain things are going to take place here in the United States, and you need to know about them. We'll keep you informed the best that we can with the things that are taking place and the things that are going to take place. And of course, be ready, because when the time comes, you need to be prepared. Like Yeshua said, not waste any time, but get where? To the house of Yahweh. And in the eighth book of Israel, this is part 2, chapter 19, verse 4. But the number one thing is to get to the house. Depend on Yahweh. You have nothing else. You have nothing else. You have nothing else out there to protect you at all. You know, you cut yourself off from Yahweh, the only protection there is. That's if you don't come. And if you don't start to see this and start seeing where your protection is and how to stay alive through this, you won't be a witness with me to what is going down. That is, what is taking place here. Okay, now for my last gematria, we put in last day's warning message comes from the seventh Moloch. And one of the numbers was 3478. And that means Yisrael, who is the seventh Moloch, who is giving this last day's warning, he who rules as Yahweh. So when Yahweh says come, we come. And when Yahweh says listen, we listen. And those that did were able to get here. They were able to prepare themselves, as Yahshua said, and they are keeping the feast as we are keeping the feast at this time. Remember, our last day's witness, Yisrael, was sent by command in Zechariah. And Zechariah also says that he's one of Yahshua's companions. Yahweh inspires that man to give the warning. So we will have another opportunity. So when the call comes out, will you listen? And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the great priest in the house of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. What a blessing, what a blessing. At this time, we get to hear from great deacon Michael Ossoff.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. We're going to be moving quickly. Yahweh's peace be with each and every one of you, all of those who you are socially distancing in your place. Let's turn over to Revelation 16 quickly, please. Revelation 16, and I'm going to go ahead and start verse 1 and 2. Very important. We're seeing these times now. And I heard a great voice out of the house of Yahweh saying to the seven Malachim, go your ways and pour out your bowls of judgment of Yahweh upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there came a noisome and grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast, or all mankind who have the mark of the beast, and upon those who worship that likeness. That likeness. I want to remind everybody of the latest newsletter. And I read from this when we were going through the coronavirus, but this also covers the noisome, grievous sore. And on page 2, it reads, we just read Revelation 16, 2, verse 2, did you see the word noisome? Noisome means injurious, to health, harmful. Did you see the word grievous? It means causing grief, showing, or full of grief, severe grief, deplorable, atrocious grief. The last word, sore, means giving or feeling pain, filled with grief, causing irritation, angry, offense, infection, Verse 2, don't miss this. This noisome and grievous sore fell or falls upon those who have the mark of the beast. And we see the entire world has been pulled into this because of their sins. The sins of man have brought the coronavirus. And as the overseer said, when this one goes, the one following it's going to be much worse. You think you have it bad out there in the world who don't worship Yahweh. You've seen nothing yet. So let's get into the codes. The code, this search is called Noisome Grievous Sore. And I looks like I spelled it wrong there. Maybe not. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start. Let me see if I can squeeze that on. Can go out one more. There you go. Okay. There. Okay, so we start here, and of course it came up, noisome, grievous sore, which is right there. Okay, then the second thing that came up, of course, house of God, Bethel, Bethel, noisome, grievous sore upon the house of God. And then following that was Darwin. And the teachings of Darwin have brought an amazing pain and suffering upon the people of the earth because it turned them from Yahweh. Okay? And right here, we have Egypt, which means sin. Egypt. Then we come up to here and we have bondage, which, you know, the whole earth is under bondage right now, not being able to move about, trying to protect themselves from something they will not be able to protect themselves against. Bondage. Okay, and as Pastor said, confusion. The coronavirus, that noisome, grievous sore brings confusion. Confusion. Then we have ugliness. Ugliness. And nearly every search that deals with sin and the sins of mankind always has this in there, universal. Universal. And if you'll notice, it's at the bottom of the codes, laying the foundation for the entire code search. Universal. Then we have woe, crossing noisome, grievous sore. Woe. Now, I looked to see if first was there, and it was not, but it says we have woe right there, crossing it. Okay. Then right here, we have voice of Yahweh, who's proclaiming these things through his last day's witness, Yisroel Hawkins, and the great priests and priestesses, bringing the warning to mankind, warning you, you need to turn away from the ways of sin and turn to Yahweh before it's too late. Okay, then right here, number 11. Number 11 is Yada. Yada, Seven Hills of Rome. Okay. Then right here, we have fire. And we know that's coming. Fire. Then 13 right here, which crosses along here, again, crosses noisome, grievous sore, is for gain. And we see a lot of people making an awful lot of money off the pain and suffering of the people. For gain. Then right here we have pillar. And pillar is mixed in with fire. Pillar of fire. And we know, again, we know that's coming. Okay. Then we have right here 15. And next to 15 is 16. Fugitive vagabond. Fugitive vagabond. Then continuing on, over here, we have the word pagan, which is the teachings of the pagan religions, which is bringing these troubles upon the earth. The teaching of the lawless way of mankind. Okay? So we have pagan. Right here, we have lawless. Lawless. Continuing on, we have patriotic. Patriotic. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people, but not for Yahweh. A world of the people, by the people, and for the people, but not for Yahweh. Okay? Okay, then right here, crossing fugitive, we have tyrant. Tyrant is right there. Tyrant. Mark of the beast, which connects to noisome, grievous sore. Mark of the beast. Okay. Now this next one is right here, and it was plagues. Plagues. But last night, something inspired me to pull it up and look, and I didn't look to see if seven was in there. And when it came back up, it marked plagues, but it marked seven connected to it in the same equal distance. So you notice I marked it there with a pen. Seven plagues. So seven plagues was in there. Then we have deadly virus. Deadly virus. And that is, of course, connected to noisome, grievous sore. And last, which came up, which didn't surprise me at all, this one here and this one right here. Revelation 16, 2, which talks about the noisome, grievous sore. Now, the other words that came up, which I didn't have room to put on there, Catholic, Pharisee, afflicted, armies, microbial armies, Babylon, burn, weaken, waver, which is when the last 3.5 years started, waver, deception, God came up 5 times, fading. Fading connects to number 8, which is universal. The Catholic Church and Christianity and all the 4,199 religions are beginning to fade in power as Yahweh's house is lifted up. Frightening. Gestation, as in the nuclear baby. Groan. Moon of Noah. I will have to look that one up. Tyrannical and beastly. Watch for this next newsletter. If it's not online, be watching for it, as well as all the stuff that comes from the House of Yahweh, all the information. It's vital for your salvation and for you saving yourselves and your family. And with that, please remain seated in your vehicles or wherever you may be social distancing. And at this time, I have a great privilege to turn over to a dear friend and a great priest in Yahweh's house, one of the great priests of Yahweh, the great Kohan, Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom. Welcome home, everyone. And everyone that's watching from all the different countries around the world that couldn't be here at this time, don't worry, Yahweh will deliver you soon. We're going to be going into part 2 of the handing over of the kingdom, as you see on your screen. Handing over of the kingdom, the comet. Seed 2019 Y4 Atlas. We're going to be rehearsing a little bit because we need to go back and remind you of some of the things you saw in the last sermon on this past Sabbath. If we can have the next slide. There's a comet, and they've called it Atlas. It's actually C2019 Y4. And this from Astronomy Magazine says, Comet Atlas is racing toward the sun and possibly a place in the history books. And I showed last time I spoke these numbers here that come from that actual title there. You saw the word Baal, Lord, and you saw the number 7014, which is Cain. Remember, the whole world is following this way of Cain at this time, this way of war, this way of rebellion against Yahweh's laws. Yada 111, I believe. And then 7025 was the third number, which I told you to drop that zero because it's speaking of Daniel 7:25, the leader of the kings of this earth, the ones that have chosen to follow Cain at this time. And if you show the next slide, we'll look at one of the leader on the seven hills there, overlooking St. Peter's Square with his obelisk there, used to set his feasts, his pagan feasts. This is Daniel 7:25, it says, and he will speak great words against Yahweh. And you remember pastors taught us that speaking these great words is passing these laws and things that are contrary to Yahweh's way, setting feasts such as Christmas, Easter, Halloween, etc. and mentally attack the cause to fall away, the saints of Yahweh, and think to change times, Yahweh's feast days and laws, and they will be given into his hand. Notice that word there, until a time, the times and the dividing of time, as Pastor explained at Yahshua's memorial. You know, this is this last 3.5 years, which we're in now, and we're in the last 2.5 years of that 3.5 year period. Okay, and remember, it's a time cut short, so no one knows when it's going to end. Only Yahweh knows. Let's go to the next slide. We took a portion of that and put it in the Yematria. It says, and they will be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. And you notice you get the number 725, which alludes to Daniel 725. But 725 in Hebrew means to be high or exalted, become proud. You know, think of Satan. Remember Isaiah 14 and those that followed her, okay? Cain and this system here that sits on the seven hills. Haughty, rebelled, breed worms. Well, that's in there for a reason, right? Because that's what they're breeding at this time, these abominations that are spreading throughout the earth, which has us all in masks and gloves now, everyone separated in their homes because of their sins of eating pork. You know, bats is only one thing. You know, there's rats, cats, dogs. They're eating everything that Yahweh told them not to eat. And these things cause, they breed worms. You know, they breed death in our bodies. The second number, 4350, means to set up. You know, to set up this false kingdom. 4350 in the Greek means to surge against, beat upon, trip up, stumble over. And that's what this system is set up for. You know, to come against the saints of Yahweh, you know, to trip us up, to cause us to stumble at Yahweh's laws. And then the third number, 4567. Now, remember what the great deacon just told you about this bondage. That's what it means. 4567 comes from 4566, and it means to work, serve, become slaves, bondage, holding in bondage. And that's what this system is doing. It's holding the people in bondage, bondage to sin. Okay, remember, it's bondage to the sins that are being taught by the imposters there on the seven hills of Rome, the ones that are that have the scepter at this time, which is fixing to change hands. Remember, the scepter will not depart from Yada on seven hills until he comes, okay, to whom the obedience of the nations will be given. And then 4567 in the Greek, it means Satan, the devil, the adversary. And notice, it comes from Hebrew 56:47, which I just read you. What a coincidence. Which means to serve, bondage, holding in bondage. It's showing that it's Satan that's holding these nations in bondage. And remember, worship is service. They're serving this system. They're serving the leader of the kings of the earth at, on the city of Seven Hills. Okay, now let's go to the next slide. Just a reminder here of this C2019 Y4 Atlas. I showed that the orbital period of this comet is 6,026 years. And pastors alluded to that number here a few weeks ago, showing that, you know, Cain was 26 years of age, and 4,000 years later, which would be 2022 or 2022, at the end of this 3.5 year period, from 4004 BY to 2022 AY would be 6,026 years. So this comet is right on time. This great sign in the heavens is right on time. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Okay, it says this comet was discovered on December 12, 28, 2019. And that 12/28, if you remember, it meant to utterly make void. It's from 1238. I'm sorry. It means to pour out, to utterly make empty, to depopulate. Okay, what a coincidence, right? Depopulation. You know, this is the plan to depopulate, to make this earth empty where only few men are left. Now, do you think Yahweh's causing this? Is Yahweh trying to depopulate? No, Yahweh said to be fruitful and multiply. There's other people that are telling you there's not enough room here on this planet, and that we need to depopulate it by about 4 billion, 5 billion people. And their hope is that all will be left is Catholics at the end of this. But I think it's going to get out of hand here. and they're going to end up depopulating themselves. Strong's Greek 1228, it means false accuser, slanderer, devil, Satan. Okay, and then 2019 is when the year that this was discovered, and it means, now get this, because it's talking about the changing of the kingdom, the handing over of the kingdoms, it means to overturn, changes, turned back, turned over. You remember this system's going to be turned over to the one holding the righteous scepter, not the evil scepter like we see on the city of Seven Hills at this time. Isaiah 24:1, remember, before Yahweh's very eyes, the earth is made empty and it is made waste. Okay, let's go to the next slide. We're kind of rehearsing what we went over before. It's very important that we get this in our mind very firmly. Now, if you recall, I mentioned that the comet Hale-Bopp, the great comet of 1997, which came out from behind Jupiter, okay, that's where it appeared from. And if you go back and read some of the news articles and listen to pastor's sermons around that time, you'll notice that there was a craft that was actually following alongside that comet, okay? That made its closest approach to Earth. And let me back up a minute. Remember, the war in heaven was in 1994, where Jupiter was pounded by 21 comets over that six-day period, every day but the Sabbath day. And just a few months after that is when Hale-Bopp appeared from behind Jupiter. And this Hale-Bopp comet made its closest approach to the Earth on 3/22/97. This Atlas comet that's coming up is supposed to make its closest approach to Earth, they say, on 5/23 or May 23rd, 2020. When you take that number of days from Hale-Bopp's closest approach, and now notice something else, they're both on Sabbaths. It's both on Sabbath days that these are making their closest approach. Is that a coincidence? And notice, it's 8,463 days between 3/22/97 and 5/23/2020. Let's look up 8463 in the next slide and see what it means. Let's remind ourselves what that meant. 8463 in Hebrew, it means diseases. It means pain. Now, we've heard about that today, right? About these diseases that are being caused by man's sins, the abominations that are being spread as a result of the leader of the kings of the earth. Read Revelation 17:5. It says these are coming from this leader of the kings of the earth that's teaching these people, oh, you can do whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. The capybara or whatever else you want to eat, it's fine to eat. It also means beginning, first time. Beginning, first time. This very number right here, it means beginning, first time. Well, beginning of what? The beginning of that first plague. The first plague that we've been hearing about here, this coronavirus. And I'm going to prove it here in a minute that that's what it's talking about. And it's from 2456. It also means grievous, grievous. Remember that grievous sore? It means to be diseased, and it's from 2470, and it means, notice, to grieve, make sick, put to pain, sore, be wounded, weak, okay? What a coincidence, huh? Let's look at the next slide, and let's look at Revelation 16:2 that it's alluding to, okay? It says, the first plague in Revelation 16:2, and it says, and the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth. Now, remember what pastor said these bowls are representing. You know, it's not like Yahweh's up there pouring some diseases on people and creating all this. Well, I'll call it what it is. It's called mayhem because that's who's bringing it, Mary. Remember, Mary is where that word may comes from. Okay, and it says, and the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth. And there came a noisome and grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast and upon those who worshipped his likeness. We just saw that word worshipped, okay? That these people that are serving this system. Pastor said it's a desired deception, you know, Christmas, Easter, all these things. Now, I left off last time showing the gematria of the first plague, coronavirus, and you saw the number 322 and the number 1994. Both associated with the war in heaven. 94 is when it started. 322 is when Comet Hale-Bopp made its closest approach to the earth. Keep these things in your mind as we proceed through the feast. Now, before I show you these definitions, I want to remind you what Pastor showed us about this corona, the word corona. Can I have the next slide? I remember a song when I was growing up about something about the Queen of Corona. So it's probably has to do with Mary, right? As we know, Mary, the one the world is worshiping and following, or the Virgin Mary, they call her, is one that's bringing these diseases. She was the first rebel. Now, this word corona, it actually means a crown, a garland, or a wreath, okay? In ancient Rome, especially a crown or garland bestowed for distinguished military service. Okay, now if you notice, it also means it comes from a root meaning to turn, bend, like bend or twist, pervert, to, you know, upend, to turn something over. Notice some of the pictures here of these gods here with their wreaths, their crowns that this is speaking of. You see, I believe one of them is Julius Caesar. You see the sun god Apollo there on the left at the top. Then you see the wreath of Christmas that you see on the doors at Christmas time. Then you, which is the sun god Baal's birthday, right? December 25th. Then you see the wreaths in the military tomb, or the graveyard there that they put on the tombs. Remember, they worship the dead. Okay, this is what this is all about, this worship of the dead. Yahweh's not a father of the dead. Yahweh's the father of the living. And then notice the UN even uses it. The United Nations, okay? You'll be hearing more about that too. The United Nations has their wreath or garland there in their emblem with their 33 spaces in that emblem, okay? If you count up all those sections in their emblem, it's 33. And notice the coronavirus was made an epidemic or a pandemic on 311, 311, 33, right? Let's look at the word crowns used there in Revelation 12:3. Okay, this is from the interlinear. Next slide. Okay, you see the Revelation 12:3 about the crowns, this beast with the seven heads or ten horns, okay, and crowns, the seven crowns. Okay, that word crowns from 12:38 in Greek, it means a head wreath or crown. When you put in head wreath crown, you'll notice that number 996, which I'm going to show you throughout this feast, is about this turning over of the kingdoms to the saints of Yahweh. But make no mistake about it, they know something about that number too. Remember, Satan always has a counterfeit, okay? Satan always has a counterfeit. Don't be fooled, okay? That number 20, let's go through these numbers, because 166 on head wreath crown means to be clear, to shine, used of wandering nomads and of Lucifer. Okay? Greek 166 means aged long, partaking of the character of that which lasts for an age. You know, this sin that's lasting throughout this course, this Nimrod course that they're following, that's about to end. It means age characteristic. Characteristic of the snake or serpent. That's what Lucifer's following. Okay, that's what the world is following. It's from 165. It means a space of time, an age, a cycle of time. And when you think of cycle of time, I'm going to show you that it's talking about Luke 3:22. That Luke 3:22 in Abilene shows this cycle and where it's going to end. We'll try to get to that during this feast. Means present age or course, the course of this world that the prophet talked about or the apostle talked about. 996 means an interval, space, between, forehead. From 995, these are just some of the meanings. I'm using these for this particular gematria. It means to be cunning. Remember, Satan is very crafty and cunning. It means mark, like the mark of the beast. Have intelligence. And 2185 in Strong's Hebrew, it is Hebrew, 2185. It means harlots. From 2181, to commit fornication, to be a harlot, prostitute, flagrant harlotry, fall to harlotry, to commit idolatry or God worship continually, go a whoring and whoredom. Now, who does that remind you of? Right? That city on the seven hills that turn to these abominations. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the first, let's look at all these numbers from the first plague coronavirus, okay? The first plague coronavirus. The first number, 322, means backward, turned away, back again. Remember, they're going to be brought back again. They turned away from Yahweh, but they're going to be brought back again. From 268, it means afterward, time to come, the West. That's right, because the seventh work is going to be in the West in these last days. Greek 322 means to lift up and show forth, to appoint, to exhibit, to indicate, to show forth. 1932 in the Hebrew means himself. Greek 1932 means forbearance and kindness. And you're going to learn during the feast that this is talking about the kindness and forbearance of Yahweh that he's showing to the world by teaching them right now and trying to turn them from these plagues. Remember, Yahweh's not bringing the plagues. He's using the plagues to teach mankind that you must follow the one sent every single word to have peace, safety, and security. And 1994 means brought. It means departed, grew continually, wandering, wayfaring man, to wander to and fro, vagabond, travelers. And then the last one says return. Greek 1994 means to turn, return, come back, turning around, turn back, turned around, repent, convert. Okay, remember Acts 3:19, repent and be converted. Okay, now let's go back to the, let's go to the next slide. I'm almost done. When you put in all those, definitions I just gave you, the first number is 5797, and it means strength, might, power, strong, security. From 5810, to be strong, strengthen self, prevail. The second number, 3478, means Yisrael. Yisrael, yeah, who's Yahweh going to use to loose us from sin, from bondage? Because notice, the third number, 3886, means to loose, to loose. It's Yisrael that's going to loose us from this bondage to sin through the teachings. Now notice, when you put in loose from bondage, you get 996, because that's talking about the conversion, and 490 in Jewish. Remember the 70 weeks that are determined in Daniel 9:24. There's 70 weeks of years determined in this plan to bring man back, to bring mankind through this thing, and to show them that they must follow Yahweh 1,000,000,000%. Let's go to the next slide. When you add up all those numbers, 322, 1932, and 1994, you get 4248. This is important. It means to be sick, weak, be diseased, grievous, sore, fall grievously with pain. It's from 2490. It means to defile, to eat as common, pollute, to profane. Remember, eating of unclean, cast as profane, prostitute, take inheritance. And the last, the second to last slide. Go to the next slide, please. Notice, when you add up those numbers I just gave you, okay, you get 5358, 3214, and I wanted you to key in on the last one, 3636. It means complete, to complete, perfect. Notice Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Notice their definition here, complete, perfect. It means complete, finish, to crown, crown, crown? Isn't that something about a corona? To crown, crowning. Well, remember, there's going to be two crownings. One of them's taking place right now. And I'll leave you with this last slide to set you up for the next sermon. Can I have a last slide? You think they don't know something about this number? This is from RT News. It says, Wall Street stocks tumble as U.S. overtakes China in highest number of COVID-19 infections. Notice the number of the modern day Pharaoh there, 9965, something about a fifth trumpet and a bowl poured out, that first plague, 996 right there, modern day Pharaoh. And that's where I'm going to leave you. We'll continue on with this next time, Yahweh willing. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to one of Yahweh's great priests, the great Kohen Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Please take your Book of Yahweh or or a Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, in the book of Yahweh, that's page 951. Now, I'm going to use the text as this was written in the King James Version of the Bible or the DeWay Catholic Version. It's Hebrews 12, 22. There's one major change that is in some of the others that I'll point out here. But these two Bibles came out within 50 years of each other, and they're pretty close to each other. Hebrews 12, 22 reads, "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels." Now, some translations say Jerusalem is Yahweh Shema. But as we go through here, we'll find out there's a lot more to it than even that. And I'm not putting down Yahweh Shema. That's a great thing and a great place. But there's more to it for us who are trying to learn the way of Yahweh in these last days. The word mount, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem," or Yahweh Shema, "and to an innumerable company of angels." Those beings are around here flying around like a bunch of flies or butterflies, but that's not exactly what their job is, and it's not even the same ones. The word mount that is written in Hebrews chapter 12, 22 is translated from the Hebrew word har. This word is listed on page 371 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius Peirce, which shows this word means the mountain of the house of Yahweh, just as it's written also in Malachi 4, 1 and Isaiah 2, verses 2 and 3. The word Zion that is written in Hebrews 12, 22 is translated from the Hebrew word zu and its derivative matzo. These words are listed on page 824 of volume 1 and page 1265 of volume 2 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jasper, which shows this word means commandments, 613 commands, positive and prohibitive. If you do them as they are commanded, they are deeds of merit. The word God that is written in Hebrews 12, 22 is translated from the Canaanite word Elohim. This word is listed on pages 29 and 31 of a complete Hebrew and English critical and pronouncing dictionary by William L. Roy, which shows this word is a Canaanite derivative of the Hebrew word Ael, which means Yahweh, the Eternal Father. The word heavenly that is written in Hebrews 12, 22 is translated from the Hebrew word Shemim. This word is listed on page 1407 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius Furst, which shows this word means Yahweh himself. The word Jerusalem, or Yahweh Shema, that is written in Hebrews 12, 22, is translated from the Hebrew word Yerushalam. This word is a compound word composed of the two Hebrew words, which are Yaru and Shalom. The Hebrew word Yaru in this compound word is listed on page 436 of volume 2 of the Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament by Koehler and Baumgartner, and which shows this word means a priest who teaches or instructs. Now that's the Hebrew word Yaru. The Hebrew word Shalom is listed on page 1533 of volume 4 of this same Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament by Koehler and Baumgartner, which shows this word means to keep peace. The word angels that is written in Hebrews 12, 22 is translated from the Hebrew word malakim. This word is listed on page 813 of a Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius Furst, which shows this word means a messenger, chiefly a human one. In other words, it's men and women called out to do this work. So this is what Hebrews 12, 22 is actually saying when it traces back to the original Hebrew. "But you have come to the mountain of the house of Yahweh, who are those who keep all of his laws, which if one does them as they are commanded, they are deeds of righteousness." You look up the word merit, it means to do righteousness. In any English dictionary, it may say good, but we know that means righteousness. "And to the people of the living Father, and to Yahweh's priest who teaches peace, and to a vast number of men and women who have been sent to bring forth the word of Yahweh." In other words, It is talking about this house of Yahweh, these people, wherever you are on this world, seeing this or hearing of this or reading of this, it is telling that you have been picked. You have been sent to bring forth the word of Yahweh. The work of Yahweh started here to restore the house of Yahweh in these last days. But it was never planned that it only be here and no one else gets to listen to it but everybody that's sitting in here. That's why the peaceful solution and the teaching of the word of the house of Yahweh and the work is to reach out to all people, to all places, of every place in the world, so that, as Yahshua said, they shall know the truth that shall set them free, as is written in the book of Yochanan in chapter 8. But you have come to the mountain of the house of Yahweh. That's where you are. Whether you're watching on a monitor or a television set, brothers and sisters who are sitting, hearing us on your radios or your cell phones or sitting in your vehicles, wherever you are. But you have come to the mountain of the house of Yahweh. Whether it's 2 miles or 2,000 miles, you have come to the mountain of the house of Yahweh, who are those who keep all of his laws, which, if one does them as they are commanded, as the house of Yahweh, led by the one first sent to bring it back, along with his brother, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins, they are deeds of righteousness, and to the people of the living Father, those who want to reverence Yahweh, for he is not a dead God, but a living Father. And to Yahweh's priest who teaches peace. Who's that? Who originated the peaceful solution? And to a vast number of men and women who have been sent forth to bring forth the word of Yahweh. If you're not here, but you're trying to tell, and because the nations have held you back because of excuses like military problems, racism, religious organizations that hate whoever doesn't listen to them, or viruses, or whatever. But you're doing your best within the confines you're in to continue bringing forth this word of Yahweh. You are of that vast number who have been called to bring forth the word of Yahweh. And yes, as it's been said, when Yahweh is ready, we will all be together to serve him together forever. Yahweh bless your understanding, and I now turn the services over to the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Of course, in the news, we see the things that have been coming out from the house of Yahweh for many years, and this proof down to the very day of how these things are taking place with these plagues, the disease, and what mankind has brought upon themselves. And we start out in the news with a doctor describing the atmosphere of going into a hospital. And remember, these hospitals, you know, that they're supposed, they advertise that they're a place of refuge, that they're supposed to be a place where you can be healed from disease. Well, listen to how this doctor describes the smell of death in the air, the smell of fear in the air. There's no refuge in a hospital. And of course, there's no safety. There's no looking for someone to make you better, because people are dying and they can't choose who lives or dies. They're literally having to submit themselves to this disease, and their bodies are suffering from it. Some die and some are not dying. But of course, remember, this is the first. This is the first plague. And in Ecuador, dead bodies laying in houses for days because the government, unsure of what to do with the bodies, they're not too sure of how to treat the bodies. They know they need to put them in the ground, but of course they have to send out people in hazmat teams to go get the bodies because there's that much fear of this disease. And then to show the confusion of this world, there's nursing homes that are breaking out with this COVID-19 virus, and of course the elderly being very susceptible to these things taking place that are bringing forth death. And watch the mentality to where there's a nursing home where 33 people have died. So they empty out this nursing home of the remainder of the people that were there. They were inside this nursing home at the time of this disease. And you would think they would take those people and isolate them and monitor them. But they don't. They relocate them into new nursing homes with other people. And you think about how this is taking place, and there's no common sense in this. You know, there's no rationality in this. And of course, people are operating underneath fear. They really do not know what to do, like men groping in the dark. And then in Europe, the death toll has surpassed 50,000 people. And of course, they're saying they're now on the downside. Why the United States is saying this will be most likely the deadliest week yet. In fact, they're comparing this to the Pearl Harbor or the 9/11 of this disease for the United States. And of course, it taking place during the same time as the Feast of Passover is taking place. And then, of course, reports coming out, 80% of Americans believe that things will only get worse. And watch the lines of people falling for unemployment. Watch the lines of people looking for food, trying to get food. Now, this is supposed to be the chief nation, and it is the chief nation, but watch how quickly it can be brought to a halt. Watch how quickly people can have to go search for food and how these things are not just readily available in this world and in the system of this world. Also, I need, it's very important, please write this down. You'll need to write these dates down so you can understand this. It's extremely important to get this. The 11/28, that's the 11th Roman month, the 28th day, that started the first moon of, or the moon of Samuel. Count that as moon one. 11/28, first moon, that was the moon of Samuel. Then 12/28, that was when we cited the Roman 12/28, that's when we cited the moon of Isaiah. Write that as the second moon. So 12/28, the moon of Isaiah, second moon. Then on Roman 1/26, we cited the moon of Yahshua. Write down moon of Yahshua, third moon. Then on Roman 2:25, we cited the moon of the donkeys. So the moon of the donkeys, that would be the fourth moon. And then 3:26, Roman 3:26, we cited the moon of Yahweh. That's what led us to begin our start of count for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For the moon of Yahweh, write the fifth moon. And watch the news very carefully as it shows how this disease started. They say, well, reports started coming out in early of the 12th Roman month. Early of the 12th Roman month, and then it progressed. And then it progressed to the second Roman month, and then the third Roman month. And of course, right now, we're in the fifth month that you would have wrote down, which is the month of Yahweh. Now, that's the first month of Yahweh's calendar, but consider that five moons. This is the fifth moon. Watch very carefully what took place in Wuhan, China yesterday. They closed down the last hospital, the last patient is gone, and they're celebrating that they have conquered the COVID virus. But watch the warning that was put out by one of the doctors. Be very careful, the second wave comes very quickly. Please notice that these five moons, that these things were brought out, Pastor is only repeating the things that Yahweh put for him to say. As him and Yahshua work together, as Zechariah 6:13 shows, Pastor being led by our high priest and directed by our high priest to warn this world. But in their celebrations in Wuhan, of course, they do these things without education, without knowledge, because notice Revelations 9, 20 and 21 says, even after these plagues, they still will not repent of the works of their hands. So please pay very close attention to this. Keep these moons written down with you. And know it was exactly how the Okie showed them. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. And at this time, if everyone would please stand, get your horns ready, we'd like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. That sounds like trumpets. Sound like trumpets out there. I hope the audience can hear that. We got people parked in cars lined up for, well, all over the world now, listening, watching Yahweh's work change hands from Satan to Yahshua and the saints. Ah, boy. This is praise to Yahweh, a new kingdom, free of sin. Yahweh bless you. You can, the ones in here can be seated if you would like. The last thing on the program there, I hope you got it now, that was Wuhan, China. And of course, the 5 years is up. I mean, the 5 months is up. Yahweh, somebody asked, what's the cure? And I told him it's time, just time. Yahweh gives you the time that it will begin and start ending. And of course, he said 5 months. Well, if you figure that up, you got December, January, February, March, and April. I think this is about the 9th of April. So about 8 more days, and the 5 moons is up for China. And they're celebrating because they see it. They see it declining. I got you, welcome home, of course, again. This is your home if you're ready to repent, be converted, and believe. I don't see how anyone could doubt now. You know, you're seeing prophecy fulfilled. Yahweh is the only being that can foretell the future. And he does it. He does it for us, his house. And we bless you with it. We will be back every day now this week for the next 7 days, same time. We chose the time that we start services on the Sabbath. I'm speaking right now to close to 4 million people out there. And of course, I hope you have a Bible. I'll try to refer to the King James Version. That's the most popular. But the King James Version is a version. It's just a version of the Book of Yahweh. The Book of Yahweh is available now. So, and the names replaced. The King James Version, they deleted the names of the Creator and the Savior. The name of the Creator is Yahweh. The name of the Savior is Yeshua. And they deleted it in the King James Versions. Now, they made some mistakes, and of course we caught them in it. They admitted it. They admit they changed the names. They admit they changed the Sabbath. The Sabbath. This, if you read Revelation 16:2, you'll see this fell, these viruses, these plagues, as they're called in the King James Version, 7 last plagues. The other 6 is worse. I'm really worse. And it's going to end in about 5 billion deaths out there. That's what's horrible. Of course, what is wonderful is the kingdom that we're promised behind this present kingdom that has brought all of this from the blood of Abel now, from the blood of Abel, that's what your Savior said, from the blood of Abel till this present time in Revelations. This one organization of God worshipers, evil like the gods, read Genesis 3:5, evil like the gods. Well, these are the God worshipers. Cain was a God worshiper. He killed his own brother. The earth started crying out at that time because of the blood that was shed on the earth through violence. Through violence. Even the blood was tainted with violence. And the microorganisms cried out to Yahweh when that blood was shed. The mark of the beast. Now, you're going to have to go several thousand years. It was prophesied in Daniel, mentioned by some of the previous speakers today. But Daniel prophesied that the fourth beast, had 10 horns at that time. Later, after they moved to Rome, yes, They were the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians in the Acts of the Apostles and in the time of Yeshua. Their fathers persecuted the prophets. They date all the way back to Cain. And then they, in the history of the mark of the beast, Daniel said they'll think this fourth beast will think to change the feast days. The Amplified Bible says feast days. The Book of Yahweh says feast days. The feast days include the Sabbath day. Leviticus 23, about verses 1 and 2, said, "These are my feasts." Yahweh said, "These are my feasts." The first one was a seventh day Sabbath. No, Sunday is not the Sabbath. No, if you will read the last book, is Revelations in your Bible. The last three or four verses pronounces great curses. Not that we're going to cause them, but in that last chapter of Revelations, great curses are prophesied. Great curses, plagues, curses. Plagues comes with curses. Cursed from the earth, Genesis said. Now you're cursed from the earth, Cain, by your God worshiping. Cursed from the earth that I made to take care of you. And in Revelations, he said, for anyone who changes any of this, these sacred scriptures, and this is what they admit to. They change the seventh-day Sabbath. The Jews, the so-called Jews in Israel, claim to be keeping the Sabbath, but they're not. They are doing things on the seventh day, of course, as the indication that they are keeping it, but they're not keeping it as it was originally written. You can't change Yahweh's work. It's perfect. If you change it at all, you go to imperfection. This brings curses, as is shown in Revelation 22. Anyone who changes any of this, they bring tainted blood on the earth. They join the ones that brought the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. That's the first day, Sunday, that the people instituted, that the Roman Catholic Church instituted in A.D. 363 to A.D. 364. It was a council of Laodicea led by Constantine. You can find this, by the way, you can find any scriptural question in Yisrael Says program. The Yisrael Says program. You can answer any of them. It's the council, and we give you the history, what they said, what they did. It should be A-Y, that's after Yahshua, but they put it A-D, and 365, and let's see, 321 was the date they actually made the ruling to change this. Constantine did at this Council of Laodicea. Constantine issued civil decree in 321. 321 from 363, that's the Council of Laodicea when they passed it. Then they gave the decree and started enforcing it It took them 42 years to get this accomplished throughout the nations. And now all nations think, from the King James Version, all nations are convinced that the Catholic Church is keeping the Sabbath. No, it's not Yahweh's Sabbath. They're keeping Sunday at the first day of the week, which is not blessed for Sabbath keeping. When Yahweh blessed the holy Sabbath, the seventh day Sabbath, the sacred Sabbath, when Yahweh blessed that day, he blessed it with his presence, with his presence forever. It's an eternal, the seventh day is an eternal appointment with Yahweh. That's the blessings we can keep and draw on. If you add to that now, Psalms 118, verse 26, you'll find you're blessed at the house of Yahweh. Now, your King James Version will say house of the Lord. Lord means dead rabbis. That's where the word comes from. Dead rabbis. When you worship with Lord, you worship dead rabbis, which know nothing. The dead know nothing. The living know that they'll die, but the dead know nothing. Yeshua said in Matithya, write this down too, Matithya 23, the last verse, I think, is 39. That verse says, Yeshua, the Savior, says, Matithya, that's Matthew in the King James Version, Matithya 23:39, you won't see me until you say, admit, agree to. Yes, that word means all of that. You won't see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. That is Psalms. That's Yeshua saying. He backed up Psalms 118:26. Beautiful, isn't it? Well, back to presence today. The one who comes in the name of Yahweh, of course, is the house of Yahweh. But it wouldn't be established again until the last days. Abel was the first house. It would not be established again with life, as a tree of life. It would not be established again until the last days. One of those scriptures, what prophecies was spoken of this morning, its last days, it will be established. But in the last days, it will be established. But in the last days. Well, Yeshua said in Matthew 24, the last days is the days of the nuclear bombs that can darken the sun. Matthew 24:29. It's also going to be the last days. It's the last days when this last 3.5 years starts releasing, they start coming, these plagues of Revelations 16. We're living through the first plague. We're just about through it, but the other six to come involves everything. It involves the nuclear wars. It involves the death in the oceans, the waters that we're putting in there already. You know, it's just fighting back. It's trying to fight us back to keep our waters clean like Yahweh made them. The kingdoms of microorganisms, H2O has tens of millions of kingdoms of microorganisms created and set by law to serve man. They're sick. They're defiled. by mankind. And now it's coming back. It's coming back on mankind as curses. And the seven last plagues, these are the last. Once these are over, I'm going to show you what takes place then. I want you to see this. Can we still show this? I don't know if you can see that. It's 3.2 million people out there listening right now to this sermon, and I'm hoping you'll write this down. There is no way of it being wrong. I told you 14 years ago about these plagues that would last 5 months. They're the last plague. Before that, I told you about this in the book, The Mark of the Beast. Now, they're in progress, but they're about to end. Just as Yahweh said they would end. Surely, bump yourself and get it to working up here. And admit that this is truth. Keep your mouth shut or admit this is truth. That's the prophet Isaiah said. Over 3 million people, 3.2 million people. That COVID-19, the word COVID was mentioned again this morning, and I jotted down the number 19 right quick because it needs to go along with the meaning of the word COVID, as I brought out a few weeks ago. COVID means seven crowns. Those seven crowns that is given, the seven crowns of Satan. Now, Satan has worked for 6,000 years, and she's been given a free hand. She's actually drawn, she's pretty popular. If you look out there at all the planets, you can see all of those are dotted with beings, with planets of beings. And this woman, Yahweh's wife, yes, you need to get the book called Unveiling Lucifer, Her True Identity Revealed. Yes, Lucifer, Satan, the old devil, she was the wife of Yahweh, and her first sons, his first sons, left their first estate, and of course, started making dinosaurs to play with. But that number 19, it actually means the same thing as, well, I think 17 through 19. It means that they all mean the same, but it's a righteous person that practices righteousness, virtue, them that do well, them that have been blessed in training to do well in the house of Yahweh. Comes from some other numbers, but you can look it up and study them out. But it all means beneficial and well. That's what Yahweh's kingdom blesses you with. Yahweh's house. You're blessed at the house of Yahweh each Sabbath because you learn a little more each Sabbath, visiting with Yahweh, keeping your appointment with Yahweh. You learn how to serve, and you learn how to take care of yourself and the body of Messiah at the same time. This is all taught at the house of Yahweh. Let me get this. No, I'll come back later. The word here means it describes that which being righteous in its character and constitution is beneficial in its effect. Even so, every righteous tree, that's have to be quoted from Matthew 7, about 17, where Yahshua shows you what the two trees was in Genesis 2. He gave you the tree of righteousness, that's the tree of life, the tree of life, and then he allowed it to be possible for the tree of death and evil. They call it righteousness and evil. Well, you can't have righteousness and evil. One person can't have righteousness and evil at the same time. You got to choose one or the other. And that's what Yahshua showed in Matthew 7, verse 17. Study it out. You can study that out yourself. It also means morally honorable, pleasing to Yahweh, beneficial, and to overcome evil. 1 John 3:4 says sin is the breaking of Yahweh's law. Verse 7 and 8 says, if you sin, you belong to Satan, the devil. If you practice sin, if you practice righteousness, you're classified as righteous and belong to Yahweh. And then it mentions Cain and Abel as examples. Yahshua mentioned it too. The words, the numbers 19, 17 through 19, it means the same thing as Yahshua when he was cleansing the temple. Yes, cleansing the temple that they called the house of Yahweh, but it wasn't the house of Yahweh. The house of Yahweh is made up of people, not rocks and stones or wood. It's made up of people who have turned to practice, to repented of sin. That's Acts 3:19, who repented of sin and convert to practicing evil. It's denouncing, where he denounced the scribes and the Pharisees. Those Pharisees and Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians that he denounced right there, that's number 19. 17 through 19. 17 is one of my lot numbers. And it means what I told you all ago. It means practicing righteousness, the one who does righteousness, them, the house of Yahweh, who do righteousness. All of that is shown. 19 shows it's cleansing the temple. Cleansing the temple. Yeah, that was Yahshua. Chapter 21 and verse 12, Matithya. Denouncing or condemning, telling the Catholics, the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians moved the temple to Rome in 70 A.Y. with their general Titus and 30,000 soldiers. They moved the temple, they destroyed Jerusalem, they took captive those who would work, they murdered the rest of them and destroyed Jerusalem. It was not occupied anymore by the 12 tribes until, I think, 1948. 1948, that's just a few years ago. That from there was built the city back. They built the city back again, Jerusalem. But it stayed vacant all that time. From 70 AY, when it was destroyed, till about 1948, when they started moving back in. I've lived through all of that. I've seen it with my own eyes. The changing of the Sabbath is, if you put in Yisrael, says search. Yisrael says search. It will bring all this information up for you. And you can read the history and everything right there. First, the history, when the peaceful solution when the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians in Rome started calling themselves Christians again, or Christians, period. That's Catholic. These were Catholics brought out from this religion, brought out in the 12 tribes when Moshe brought the 12 tribes out. They brought this religion, Catholicism. Catholic means universal, which means they worship all gods, plus demons. There's a world of demons that Satan brought with her when she was cast down from all these planets. She brought a third of them, a third of the population. You can imagine the help she's got. But Yahweh is over all, and he's the one that started his house, and Yeshua said, the gates of hell won't prevail against it. I want to read you this. The house of Yahweh is taking a COVID-19 outbreak very seriously. We do appreciate President Donald Trump, our governor of Texas, Governor Abbott. We appreciate their work. We appreciate the judges and sheriff and the mayor of this community here for taking effort as we did several years ago. And they know this. And of course, this letter is to them, the house of Yahweh, and to you. The house of Yahweh is taking a COVID-19 outbreak very seriously. In fact, we have been practicing for many years what the government is now requesting all Americans to do. This includes social distancing, not visiting in each other's homes. You get that? Not visiting in each other's home, avoiding large crowds, and even wearing gloves and veils, surgical masks, to eliminate any type of transfer of sickness. We also practice sanitizing the things we buy in the stores. We sanitize ourselves as before we go in there, and we sanitize after we come out. We sanitize the things we buy in the stores, as well as our mail from the post office, our homes, or, you know, you go out and get your mail out of the mailbox, even if it's hanging on your door. You could bring things into your house that is not wanted. You need to take a spray bottle and spray your mail outside. Spray your mail outside. Kill the germs before you take it in. Well, that's what we do. The mail, our homes, and our sanctuary, they're all sanitized. With this recent outbreak, we have added temperature checks for all our members, which has been coming, which has been going on for several weeks now. So we are in full agreement with this. The COVID-19 is mentioned in Revelation 16 and verse 2. It means crowns of authority, and that Satan has carried through. That's a tree of so-called righteousness, but not righteous, as Yeshua shows in Matthew 7, the two trees, that you can't be both. The world has turned totally to evil like the gods. Genesis, that's in black and white, read it. Evil like the gods. They all worship gods. The Catholics the Roman Catholic has taught the world to worship all gods, bar none. You need that lesson on the first of the seven seals. It's easy to get. You can call, write, or email. You can pull it up easily if you work with computers. Let's see. We want to go to this is in animals. It's getting part of its fuel from animals. It's getting part of it from blood. And this is shown in these seven seals, by the way, that we will get to, Yahweh willing. But it's the main thing that is feeding the world from which this came from, what is fed to you in your body, and you deposit in the earth and in the water. They are recycling water now, big time. The recycled water is not exactly clean, they say. Well, any part of that in the waters is going to grow. And over the years, it will magnify. Over the years, it has magnified. These kingdoms that we're putting in our water and in the earth have magnified. They have grown big time. And they have actually taken over the kingdoms that was, they were fighting against the kingdoms that Yahweh set in motion in the beginning. They're actually fighting against them. In Isaiah, this, we see that this was led. I need to show the Sabbath first and its protection, because you're protected. The same way you're cursed, it's the same way you're cursed by the micro kingdoms, that's the way you can be blessed from attending Sabbath services at the house of Yahweh, meeting with Yahweh every Sabbath day. In Colossians now, this is the so-called New Testament. That right there is a big deception. It's a renewed covenant where we have a high priest that doesn't have to offer up sin offerings for himself. That's Yahshua. He's the only man that ever lived without sin, born without sin and raised without sin, and was able to die to pay the death penalty for us in the last days. And those who died before us, who repented and converted. Acts 3:19. You got to get that. Here in Colossians 2, we're shown the protection. And that's what you need out there. If you read this, it's simple. Yahweh shows you a simple way to protect yourself from the virus and from the other six plagues that are to come. This is only the first one to be released. There's seven altogether. These seven last plagues, one of them is ending. Yahweh told you when it was in. He told you when it would end, 5 months. It's ending, brother. Surely that proves it. Here in Colossians 2 now, in verse 16, the apostle gives you this, the disciple of Yahshua. Verse 15, the first line there, having stripped away the evil powers, the evil powers, that's evil like the gods, the Genesis 3:5, that's verse 15, Colossians 2:15, that was Yahshua. Well, look at verse 16 now. He says, therefore, let no man condemn you for doing these things eating and drinking in the observance of the feast. Eating and drinking. Clean food. Clean food. Okay? Clean food. Yahweh shows you what is clean. What you see here in the world today is the world following priests who eat swine. Swine is unclean. You're told in 1 Corinthians 6 through 9, I believe it is, 1 Corinthians 6, and I think about 9 through 17, you're told, touch not the unclean thing, and Yahweh will receive you. In 2 Corinthians 6, also you're given warning. Well, here he says, don't let these people deceive you, as he said in 1 Yochanan 3:7. Don't let any man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. That's the only way you can be righteous. That's the only way you can be the 17 through 19. 17 through 19 that I just read you. Don't let anyone deceive you, condemn you for eating and drinking in the observance of a feast or of a new moon or of the seventh day Sabbath. The Sabbath that he blessed is the seventh day. That's shown in Genesis, the first and second chapter. Verse 17, which are a shadow from, and your King James Version added the word of, a shadow of. It's not a shadow of, it's a shadow from things to come. Now, if they are a shadow, they're Yahweh's shadow. He's talking about the feast days, the Sabbath day. That's Yahweh's shadow. That's what Leviticus 23 tells you. Verse 2. These are the shadow of Yahweh. These are the feast of Yahweh. And then Psalms 91 calls them the shadow of protection for his people, which are a shadow, Colossians 2:17, which are a shadow from things to come for the body of Messiah. The body of Messiah is the last days house of Yahweh. Last days house of Yahweh. Our high priest will never die. Yes. And Yahweh even shows that some of you will live through this. Some of the house of Yahweh will actually not die at all, but be changed. We're in that generation right now, the last 3.5 years. If you're alive, which you can remain alive if you'll just follow these directions. Let no man deceive you here. Let no man deprive you of your reward. Your reward is given in Revelation 22:12 through 16. Blessed are those, by the Savior, by the way, out of the house of Yahweh, by the way. You won't see him until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. But in Revelation 22, verse 12 shows you the Savior speaking, and he says, blessed are those who keep his commandments. That's the King James Version. Book of Yahweh says, keep his laws, all of them. If you remember, love Yahweh with all your heart, that's the very first commandment. The first and greatest. It's not in the ten, but Yahshua says it's the first and greatest commandment. Love Yahweh with all your heart. They remove the name Yahweh and put the title of a dead rabbi in his place. The word Lord. That's where it comes from. Rabbis. It was a title given to rabbis. And they abide by it in Israel today. They claim to keep the Sabbath, but they're not keeping the Sabbath. You have to go to the house of Yahweh to keep the Sabbath. That's part of it. Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. That's both at the same place. The kingdom of Yahweh is the house of Yahweh. His righteousness is taught at the house of Yahweh only. You're blessed from the house of Yahweh. Oh, I hope you listen to this sermon 1,000 times. I hope it gets rock hard where it'll never leave you. The great stone. Let no man deprive you of your reward, doing it on purpose, but as though in humility of mind. They're great at practicing that through a religious worship of the gods, intruding into things they do not know. He's speaking of these religions that follow the priest who eats swine's flesh that we're going to read about in just a moment. Don't let them deprive you of your rewards for keeping holy, keeping sacred the seventh day Sabbath. That's verse 16 and 17. They can deprive you if you will let them. Look on over quickly to Leviticus 23. He says, do not, I'll read you this while you're hunting that scripture, Leviticus 23. Let no man condemn you for eating and drinking in the observance of the feast day. That's today is one of the feast days, a sacred congregation in observance of a feast day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow from things. This is Colossians 2:17. Eating and drinking on the Sabbath day is a shadow that creates a shadow from things to come. What is coming next now is the six other plagues that include the 1 hour burning. It's all included there. Well, Leviticus 23, it shows you that they are Yahweh's shadow. If they're a shadow, they're Yahweh's shadow, because he says in verse 2, 23 verse 2, Leviticus, speak to the children of Israel and say to them concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be sacred convocations. These are my feast. So they're my shadow. You get that? If they're Yahweh's feast and they are a shadow from things to come, they are Yahweh's shadow for his house from things to come. The very first shadow there is 6 days shall work be done. That's the first day through the sixth day. The first day, Sunday, is a work day, not a Sabbath day. Yahweh never set it apart for his meeting with you. He don't meet on the first day. He meets in his house all who will come to see him on the seventh day Sabbath and the feast day Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day, did you get that? Seventh day. You can look on any calendar. Some of them are putting out other calendars now that shows the Sunday to be on the seventh day instead of the first day. They go to extreme, but that won't get you in the door to the kingdom. Won't even get you on the first step. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath. On that day, you'll have your sacred convocation. It's not sacred unless Yahweh is there. Yahweh is only there on the seventh day and on the holy convocation days. He's here, right here at his house, right now. His eyes and his heart, he says, is here right now. Now turn to Psalms 91. These are your protection. You got six more plagues to come. And brethren, they're worse than this. If you don't turn, you won't live through it. That's what the scripture shows. Psalms 91. Still talking about the shadow from things to come now. Yahweh's feast days. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place. The secret place is not secret anymore. When the seventh Moloch speaks, he reveals the secret place. The secret place in the last days only. Only in the last days. Then he gives you full details in prophecy, just reading the prophecy. I could just read you the prophecy. And it will show you where the place is located, when it would be established. Just like he showed you when these plagues are going to end. The first plague. He says it's going to last 5 moons. Of course, you got 6 more coming besides that. 6 more plagues. And they're not going to end till the depopulation takes place. You can live through this if you'll take Yahweh's word. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's abiding. You're abiding at this time if you're here. He will cover you. This is verse 4. Let's go back to verse 3. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's plagues, deadly plagues. We're in it right now, the first one. Verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings will you trust. His truth, Psalms 119, write this down and memorize it. Psalms 119, 142. Psalms 119, verse 142. Your truth, your laws are truth. Get that. Trust his truth, his laws. That's what it's talking about. So the book of Psalms, his wings, will you trust? His truth will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid. He tells you, fear not. You don't even have to worry about it. He's in full control. Yahweh is in full control. If you do what he says, the trouble with the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, the first pope being Cain, they're now on the seven hills of Rome. They started off in Daniel with 10 horns. When they moved to Rome, they added 10 horns and 7 heads. And then it says, Revelation 17, verse 9, he says the 7 heads are the 7 mountains on where they now sit, added to the 10 horns of Daniel. Daniel 7, speaking of the fourth beast that changed the laws. I just read you the history where he changed the law, Constantine, and they enforced Sunday. He also took the name out. He says, remove the name. They had a law against the translations using the name. they had to take the name out and put in the name, the titles, Lord or God. If they didn't, they'd kill them. You need to read the history. We have it. You can Google any question. We answer all questions, all scriptural questions, with scripture. You will not be afraid. No, don't fear. He tells you not to. Verse 6, nor of the pestilence, that's the plagues, that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction. Now, this covers a lot of things. It starts with the pronouncing of such in Genesis. Deuteronomy says that the great heat, the great burning, the blasting, they didn't even have a firecracker at that time. They prophesied this in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and also the 30th chapter. You worship these gods, you follow these gods, and you're going to perish, he said. He tells you over and over. But the Catholic Church, they still hang on to the Coptic Catholic religion that worships all gods. They now sit on the seven hills of Rome. They're the Roman Catholic there. Still Coptic Catholics in Egypt. They brought Egypt. They couldn't live without Egypt, without their god worship. Well, they can't live with it. Well, verse 6, nor of their pestilence that walks in darkness, that's the curses, the plagues, nor the disease epidemics, nor of the destruction that includes the nuclear wars, 1,000 will fall at your side. Remember this when they say, wow, they killed over 1,000 people there. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you if you're where you're supposed to be. Only with your eyes you will look and you will see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge, because you have made the Most High your house, the house of Yahweh, no evil like the gods, that's what's producing this, being evil like the gods, Genesis 3:5, evil like the gods, no evil like the gods will come, will befall you, nor will any plague, disease epidemics, COVID-19, will come near your dwelling. For he will give his Malachim charge concerning you. Look on down to verse 13. You will tread down the lion and the adder. Verse 14, because, Yahweh says, because you have set your love upon me. That's the first commandment. First and greatest commandment. It's not in the ten, but it's the first and greatest. Love Yahweh with all your heart. The second one, love your neighbor as yourself. I will deliver you, cause you to escape. I will set you on high because you know my name. Do you know? Nobody knew his name when we started preaching. You know, it was a shame how they caused the people to forget the name Yahweh, the creator of mankind, the only being with a plan for mankind. Genesis 1:26, I will make man in my image and give him authority. Well, Yeshua has received the authority. Let me read this first. With long life I will satisfy you, eternal life is what that should read, and I will show you my salvation. That word is Yeshua Messiah. I will show you, but not until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of Yahweh. Quickly turn over to Daniel 7, and this is so beautiful, and I've got so much work to do before getting to this, but I want to put it in your mind now. Daniel 7, here's the fourth beast. Verse 7 starts talking about the fourth beast. That is the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, that now sits on seven hills of Rome. With the 10 horns, 10 kings, that was shown on television just recently. The 10 kings. They had it back here, too, at that time. But they didn't sit on the seven hills of Rome in the days of Daniel, that wrote this in 555 B.Y. They call it B.C. It's B.Y., before Yahshua. Now, the books were opened in verse, last part of verse 12, and we see verse 11, and I beheld then, because of the voice, that voice there actually means laws. It means laws that they passed. The laws that they passed. Look on down. Let's read it. We better read it. Because of the voice of the great words, laws, which the horn passed, this fourth beast, and the horn, the spokesman, the Pope, I beheld until the beast was slain. The beast. This fourth beast, Rome. Yeah. The great burning. The great burning is shown for this fourth beast. That's the reason the Pope has said absolutely no nuclear war. Well, you're going to have nuclear war. The only thing you could do right now is let my people go. Well, how do I let them go? You tell them, release them. Tell them to start practicing the truth. That makes them free from bondage. Know the truth. Stop hiding this from them. You're hiding the truth and instituting your own laws, own traditions. That's what you teach them. Santa Claus coming down a chimney with a bag on his back with presents. Well, that's just about the stupidity of your whole exciting religion out there that brings wars and plagues. In verse, now get this, his slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. That's Revelation 17 and 18 shows this great burning. Verse 12. As concerning the rest of the beasts, that's governments, they had their governments taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I'll explain that later. I think it's in the Mark of the Beast, the book. I saw in the night vision, this is what I wanted you to see and get in your mind. Now, I saw in the night vision, this means foggy vision. I saw in a foggy vision, like clouds. It means clouded. It means unclear. Well, we make it clear. When the seventh Moloch speaks, it becomes clear. No secret anymore. I saw, that's what Yahweh says. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds, clouded visions. That's secretly, he comes secretly. He's here. Our high priest, Yahshua, he's high priest over the house of Yahweh, in the house of Yahweh. And came near to the Ancient of Days, that's Yahweh, and they were brought together before him, they. Verse 14, and there was given him ruling authority. We'll go into this fully because he's taken over Yahshua, Satan herself, drew a third of the heavens. That's the beings that you see above you at night all of these planets are there for beings. And she drew a third of them. That is, they support her in her rebellion. Well, of course, two-thirds of them didn't. Two-thirds of them are waiting for the revealing of the house of Yahweh. What a beautiful thing. Well, look at this now. And there was given him ruling authority. He said, all judgments in heaven and earth is given unto me. That's what Yahshua said. And glory and a kingdom that will never be destroyed, that all peoples, nations, and languages should obey. This is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the kingdoms changing hands is what we're seeing. We're seeing Yahweh taking control and reigning. Not himself, but through his house, through mankind. This kingdom does not have the support or help. They don't need any help. They have their father Yahweh, who is training, supporting, and weekly teaching, guiding. This is going to go on throughout all eternity at the seventh-day Sabbath appointments. All languages should obey him. This is shown in the book of Genesis, along with some donkeys. Along with some donkeys. And the Christians, of course, can't understand that secret. But you could go to our book, Yisrael Says Program. You could go to that on the computer and pull it up and learn it. And languages should obey him. His government is an everlasting, you see that? Everlasting government. It can't be destroyed. The gates of hell won't prevail this time, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. I look on down quickly to verse 17. These great beasts are four. Look on down until verse 21. And I beheld, and the same as you see above there, made war with the saints and prevailed against them until. You see the word until? Until 5 months? Yes, he gave you that too. Told you when they would end. They will end. They'll disappear like they came. That's the way they'll disappear. 5 months. Now he's telling you here, when the saints, you see that word saints? Until the Ancient of Days came, he's here. He's at his house in the last days, the house of Yahweh. He and Yahshua. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints. To Yahshua, you just saw that up here, and to the saints. That's a house, his house of Yahweh. Until the Ancient of Days came, he's here in the last days, and judgment was given unto the saints. The saints. That's the house of Yahweh. That's Yahweh's house. His people is his house. The saints of Yahweh. And the time came that the saints possess, notice, the kingdoms. Well, that's going to take place in the next 3.5 years. And what is going to be left, all that's going to be left, is those nations that will give the righteous tribute to the Savior. That's what Daniel was inspired to write, and to the saints. This will never stop then. And we will guide the universe. Two-thirds. Satan only drew a third. Two-thirds are looking forward to the house of Yahweh, of course, taking the kingdoms. Brethren, this is not long to long to go. You have but a few months. We're into this last 3.5 years. I'll get it figured up and show you exactly where we are from the indications of the word third. It could be cut short by a third. By that indications, 3.5 years with the months that we're already into it, then cut short by a third. You can figure this up. Do some thinking. I will have it for you probably the next time I speak. Don't forget services tomorrow morning. I love you, all of you. I love Yahweh and Yahshua. And we do appreciate the help and support of the leaders that is looking diligently now at the house of Yahweh. Yahweh bless your understanding. I love you. Listen to the trumpets.
Isn't that beautiful?